Welcome back. You're tuned in to Raider Radio on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. I'm your host, Cade Harner, a junior at Burney High School. Raider Radio is brought to you by Burney Junior Senior High School's leadership class and is created to discuss events, dates, and activities that are of importance to the Intermountain community, particularly concerning the high school itself. We have a great show for you today. And to start us out, we have a report from junior Nakiah Gannon on the topic of last week's Burney High's 50th anniversary homecoming festivities.
Thanks, Cade. Homecoming this year was exceptionally special because of the 50th anniversary celebration of Burney Junior Senior High School. The festivities started on Monday when Powder Puff volleyball teams were decided and began training. Leading our Powder Puff football teams were junior captains Hayden Crook, Braden St. Clair, and Connor Fott. Coaching the sophomores and seniors, coaching the juniors and freshmen were juniors Heath Johnson, Langston Tate, and freshman Carson Crook. On Wednesday, after learning the ropes, the seniors and sophomores team won 14-0 at the night rally, scoring two touchdowns and one conversion. Once the game concluded, the night rally commenced with the Burney High School leadership class performing a dance and all classes competing in various annual events such as the class tug-of-war, won by the sophomores, the class car push won by the junior class including Hayden Crook, Connor Fott, Cade Harner, and Braden St. Clair, and of course the burning of the Loyalton L. While singing the school fight song, over the next 2 days, classes built floats to be displayed during halftime of the homecoming football game. On Friday, the Powder Puff volleyball teams trained hard. The two teams were coached by Caitlin Estes and Francie the Fergie Ferguson, coaching the juniors, and Harper Tate, Sierra McClung, and Haley Manti coaching the team mixed with sophomores and seniors. The game was very intense, with the juniors winning both rounds against the other team and then playing the teachers. Thanks to Connor the Cyclone Fought and Braden the B. St. Clair Spikes, the juniors defeated both teams, taking a win over the teachers for the first time in many years. That afternoon, Burney alumni were greeted with genuine Raider hospitality at a tailgate party where Principal Guerrero barbecued up some hot dogs and everyone speaking of old times, football plays, and the game to come. Students socialized with alumni, some of who graduated in the 70s. Once everyone had a gutload of hot dogs, they wandered over to the football field to watch the crowning of homecoming king and queen, Hayden Lewis and Peyton Deaton Geisler, as well as the grand defeat of Loyalton, more of which Langston will tell us later. The halftime float parade was unique this year as well. The cheer team assembled their own float in addition to the four already being made by the high school classes. The theme of the floats this year were the decades since the opening of the school, and as well, it was a great spectacle. After the game, the freshman class put on a homecoming dance DJed by Profe. The dance lasted 3 hours and was the official conclusion to homecoming. It was a very spirited and memorable week, and we here at Raider Radio would especially thank the teachers and staff for the long hours they have spent organizing events, helping students, fundraising, and planning this awesome week. This truly was a special homecoming because of you. Now back to you, Cade.
Thank you, Nakiah. As your report implied, it was a jam-packed week and it wouldn't have been made possible without the amazing teachers who organized it. For those of you just tuning in, you're listening to Raider Radio on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio, created by Burney High School's leadership class. I'm Cade Harner. Going deeper into the homecoming topic, we have a report from senior Paris Deaton Geisler on the topic of the homecoming guest of honor, Coach Conley.
Thank you, Cade. As most of you know, this year's 50th homecoming was one to remember. There was a homecoming football game, a crowning of this year's king and queen, and there was a guest of honor, Coach Conley, who was a teacher at Burney High School and taught from 1965 to 2007. That is an astonishing 42 years. He had taught PE, Spanish, freshman social studies, and driver's education. Not only did he teach for 42 years, but he also coached for 42 years as well. Coach Conley taught football, basketball, softball, and enjoyed every single season. His favorite sport growing up was basketball, and from the mere age of 8, he knew that he wanted to be a teacher and a coach. His biggest challenge while coaching was trying to get over a loss, but his wife, Mary, would help him overcome this defeat by always reminding him that the players had played hard and they had tried their best. Coach Conley said that his favorite part about coaching was teaching sports skills to his players and watching the players improve and work together as a team. His advice to coaches and any other future coaches is to be your own person, teach fundamentals of sport, be consistent, and develop teamwork. We are so very proud to have had such an amazing teacher and coach at Burney High School. and express our great gratitude towards having him as our guest of honor for our 2019 50th year homecoming. He definitely made it a special one. Thank you, and back to you, Cade.
Thank you, Paris. Now I would like to interview senior Ashley Davies on the topic of her senior project. Hello, Ashley.
Hi, Cade.
So, Ashley, what are senior projects, and why are they an important part of the Burney High School graduation process?
Senior projects are important to our school because it gets students to be involved in the community and gives us a chance to take part on a big project. These projects help us prepare for college and future jobs.
Awesome. So with that in mind, what did you choose to do for your senior project, and why did you feel this was worth doing?
For my senior project, I chose to paint the girls' locker room. I wanted to make the locker room a positive area for girls to feel safe and to have a team hangout area before a big game. I raised money, painted different colors and quotes to inspire everyone who enters the locker room.
It sounds like a big job considering the locker rooms aren't small. How long do you think it took to finish from the entire length of the project?
It took me about 3 months to complete my job with a total of 150 man hours. It took me a little longer than I wanted to complete my project because I was also working a full-time job during the summer when I started my project. But through it all, even though it took me longer, I am very proud of the final product.
A little longer than you wanted, but well worth it. What was the largest challenge you encountered while doing this project?
My biggest challenge probably was to find time to get into the locker room, and because of what I said before, I was working a full-time job. So I was working 8-hour days and then going into the locker room after I got off work. But I prioritized and was able to complete the project prior to starting my senior year.
Those are some long days. Who agreed to be an overseer and mentor through a project this size?
My mentor was Lonnie Kolick. I chose Lonnie to be my mentor because she has been my coach for many years now, and we get along very well. She is very artistic and very knowledgeable in this area. She was a great help and guide to me as we progressed through this project.
Awesome. How has working on a project this size affected you personally?
This project has affected me by knowing that girls for years to come will have an inspirational area before games. It also makes me feel very happy that I was able to complete a project this size, and also all of the positive comments I've got after I completed my project.
Very nice. And finally, what advice would you give to a student who may be doing a senior project in the future?
Advice I would give to students who will be doing a senior project in the future is to start early and make sure you keep track of all your hours.
Fantastic. Thank you, Ashley. I've actually heard people comment on how much better the locker room is, and even having never been in there, I can tell you must have done a great job. The next report we have is from junior Francie Ferguson, who is going to speak to us about the Burney High School volleyball team.
Thank you, Cade. Our Burney High School varsity volleyball team has been selected for the Les Schwab Tires Northern Section Team of the Month Award. Each month throughout the school year, September through April, Les Schwab Tires in the CIF Northern Section will recognize a varsity team of the month. The winning team is chosen based on a combination of performance, dedication in the classroom, and service to the community. Les Schwab Team of the Month Award winners will receive a banner for their school and a $100 donation to their team from Les Schwab Tires. Winning teams will also be celebrated by their local Les Schwab Tire store and featured in the CIF Northern Section digital media presences. The 7-member team consists of 4 seniors: Kylie Tyran, Ashley Davies, Allison Courtright, and Paris Deaton Geisler; 2 juniors, Caitlin Estes and Francie Ferguson; and 1 freshman, Sierra McClung. The team has a current record of 13-2-2. Congratulations to the varsity girls. Back to you, Cade.
Thank you very much, Francie. You are tuned into Raider Radio on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. I'm Cade Harner. Now we're going to take a brief break to listen to Mr. Crowley by Ozzy Osbourne. That was Mr. Crowley by Ozzy Osbourne. You are tuned in to Raider Radio, produced by Bernie Junior Senior High School's leadership class. The next report we have is from Junior Hayden Crook, who is going to tell us about some new teachers at Bernie High School.
Thank you, Cade. My subject this week is about our two new teachers, who I had the opportunity to interview earlier this week. One of the new teachers is Mr. Von Shasha, who is a shop teacher, along with helping the football team this year. The second is Mrs. Hickey, who teaches art. Mr. V went to high school in Sacramento High. After that, he went to college at Sonoma State University, studying business finance. Past jobs that he has had have been a restaurant manager, stock administrator, and a second grade teacher. Hobbies he enjoys include hunting, hiking, building things, and hanging out with his family. The favorite part of his job is working with kids. Mr. V has been teaching for a total of 16 years. He started with continuation school, then moved to second grade, and is now teaching high school shop. Mrs. Hickey went to high school at Fall River High. Then she started her college career at UC Santa Barbara and is currently enrolled in Chico State. She is a restaurant owner and was a substitute teacher for 12 years. Another interstate job, she has been working in graphic design. Hobbies she enjoys are going to concerts, reading, and traveling. Her favorite part of her job is working with kids. She has currently been teaching for about 5 weeks. Back to you, Cade.
Thank you very much, Hayden. We are going to have a report from Junior Langston Tate on his area of expertise, Bernie High School sports.
Thanks, Cade. This month marks the 50th year of homecoming celebrations for Bernie High School. The sports teams had solid starts to their seasons coming into homecoming, and the volleyball team kept that start up, and they are now 13-2-2, and are 1-0 in league. They won at home this week in three games, with Captain Kaylin Estes stating, "We really worked hard and met our goal of playing consistently." The JV team also competed well for their home game this week against Las Molinas, but couldn't quite pull the win. This week, the volleyball teams play at home against Chester at 5 Tuesday night and away at Reading Christian on Thursday night. The football team is now 2-3 and won at home this week with tremendous stats. The team put up 451 rushing yards and 8 rushing touchdowns. Their passing game was also a high point with 4 completions out of 6 attempts and 52 throwing yards for a receiving touchdown from junior Heath Johnson. When asked about the win, Connor Fott said, "This win can be attributed to our men up front getting that push we needed to carry the ball safely and effectively. It seemed everyone was looking for a job, and it paid off with us for our running Friday night. We held them to no sacks and were never tackled for a loss." The football team is playing in Hurlong on Saturday at 1 o'clock and at home versus Princeton the following week. This month, Bernie Booster's Athlete of the Month is Connor Fott. Connor Fott is the quarterback for Bernie High School football team. He has 357 throwing yards, 4 touchdown passes, 362 rushing yards, and 7 rushing touchdowns. On defense, he's also a force with 2.5 sacks, 22 tackles, and has caused and recovered a fumble. He is a leader on and off the field for his class and his team. Back to you, Cade.
Thank you very much, Langston. Now we are going to listen to another song, Saturday Night by Misfits.
And
That was Saturday Night by Misfits. Well, everybody, C-Zone General Hunting is officially open. I know there have been some decent buck shot that I've heard of. The rain we've been having has really been beneficial for the hunting. I've been hunting a couple times. I've seen some bucks. I got one, a little buck, but no bears yet. We've been looking for the bears. Anyway, you've been tuned into listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. We are supported by listeners like you and brought to you by volunteers from the community. You can become a listener supporter by going to our website, kkrn.org, and clicking on the donate button, or by mailing a check to P.O. Box 118 Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. Another great way to support KKRN is by coming to our events, like the All-You-Can-Eat Pancake Breakfast that will take place on Sunday, October 13th at the Mount Community Center in Round Mountain, from 8 a.m. until noon. You get pancakes, sausage, fruit salad, scrambled eggs, juice, and coffee. You can enjoy music, door prizes, and delicious food. You can call 337-1101 to learn how to volunteer at KKRN Community Radio. Remember that KKRN programming streams live on our website and on the KKRN mobile phone app. We have a Facebook page, KKRN 88.5, where you can like us and get news about your community radio. Thank you for listening to Raider Radio on KKRN Community Radio, produced by the Burney High School Leadership Class and KKRN. Coming up next on KKRN is American Roots. Next weekend, every week until the first Wednesday, you can tune in at 7:30 p.m. to listen to Talk Nation. The next Raider Radio will air on November 6th. Until then, goodbye from Raider Radio.
Hayden.
Langston.
This is Nakaya.
I'm Francie.
This is Paris.
I'm Ashley.
And I'm Kate Harner. Thank you for joining us. Nice.
Dreamer, but my heart's a gold. I had to run away high so I wouldn't come home low. Just when things went right, it doesn't mean they were always wrong. Just take this song and you'll never